This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Welcome to another episode of Speak Up Effective Communication, the show on the Aftermarket Radio Network, focusing our attention on our communication and leadership skills. In our episode today, I have a special guest with me, Brandon Cruchet, my friend, coach, and colleague. Thanks for joining me, Brandon.
It's a pleasure to be here, Craig. Howdy to all the listeners out there.
We have a topic today on Memorial Day. This is a conversation I've been eager to have with Brandon. It's going to be a little bit different than some of our normal episodes, as we're going to be calling on Brandon's expertise and his perspective as a retired Marine. Memorial Day is a holiday that, fortunately, we all have a day off, but how we look at it is often our perspectives can be a little different depending on how we approach this day. So, as always, we do have a word of the day, and today's word of the day, appropriately, is freedom. We're going to define that word for you in, I think, many ways this conversation, but we'll define that after a word from our sponsors who make this show possible. With the Institute's coaching, leave a legacy that endures. Foster careers and drive community impact. Start your journey today at weartheinstitute.com/business-assessment. Your partner in technology, Autoflow is able to enhance your client interactions before, during, and after the visit from a single thread. To see how Autoflow makes it simple, visit autoflow.com. Are you tired of juggling multiple tools to manage your auto repair shop? Say goodbye to the chaos and hello to streamlined efficiency with AutoLeap, the number one all-in-one auto repair shop management software. With AutoLeap, you can sell more, save precious time, and delight your customers with every interaction. Your trusted companion, ShopDog Marketing, is right by your side, attracting the best customers and building long-term growth. Call ShopDog Marketing today or visit ShopDogMarketing.com. Unlock your communication insights with Inbound's AI-powered call analytics for auto repair shops. Learn more at callinbound.com. Okay, we're back. Our word of the day, freedom. It's a noun, folks. It means the absence of necessity, coercion, or constraint in choice or action. Another interesting point on that definition, there's another one in Webster. It means the quality of being frank, open, or outspoken. Both on point for this conversation. But really, the point of our conversation today is just to reflect and think about the meaning of Memorial Day. I know, Brandon, for me, I've always had this general appreciation of the day because it's an extra day off. It's wonderful. And we hear lots of language used in this conversation, but there's a way that I think we should learn to communicate it that I've learned from you. So I'd like to hear what you want to see people understand and reflect on with Memorial Day.
Well, thanks, Craig. I think Memorial Day has had a connotation to the general public as that day off, the opening of the summer season, the time to go to the lake, to kick off the barbecue, do all of those things. Very few people could probably actually tell you what Memorial Day truly stands for or where it came from. So it started shortly after the Civil War, and it was known as Decoration Day, and it was created just simply to go around and remember the soldiers from the Civil War and decorate the graves of those soldiers who had fallen during that time frame. Over time, it became Memorial Day. There was a day for it, and then it became just the last Monday in May. And in 1971 is actually when it was declared a national holiday. I think we like to think of it as that happy time, kicking off summer, school's out, all of the good things. But in reality, the day was created to remember those who sacrificed for our freedom.
Well said. And it's a good history on the meaning of the day. And I think just in my own perspective, too, like my wedding anniversary happened to fall around Memorial Day, completely unintentional. And it's always been sort of this side note of a reality for us that, oh, that's nice. Usually there's a long weekend sometime around our anniversary. And it is nice. But what's really evolved with my perspective as a student of history and someone who's had just a general appreciation, of course, for our veterans, it's a bit more of a somber day. It's not necessarily our favorite thing at all anymore when our anniversary happens, as it did one time a couple years ago now on Memorial Day. It's for us a celebration day or a day we want to go out to dinner, but nothing is open as it should be. And what I hear from you is a lot deeper appreciation for that day in general. But at the same time, I also don't hear any resentment on the fact that it is a day that people get to do some great things.
Definitely not any resentment. We've recently talked about a documentary that came out about Corporal Jason Dunham. It's called The Gift. And one of the things serving in 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines, which is the unit he was in, he was the first Marine to receive the Medal of Honor posthumously since Vietnam. And he happened to be in the unit that I served in as well. And The Gift, the documentary, the book, all talk about how those sacrifices created a gift for those of us who are still living. And I think that's how we have to look at Memorial Day, is it is a day to remember. You know, those of us who've worn the uniform are going to see the faces, remember the names. We're going to do that daily. We don't need a day specified for it. It's just the day that we ask that everybody else maybe lean in a little more and pay a little more attention to it. But at the same time, it's encouraging to know that people are celebrating that gift of freedom that was given to them on such a day.
Well put. The gift you mentioned, Jason, on that, that was just before you joined that unit, correct?
Yeah, that was the year before I actually got there. So I served with most of the people in that documentary that speak. I served alongside most of them.
And serving alongside people like this, and as I've heard your stories, we've had many chances to talk on things privately. And that for me is just one of the most important things, and that I appreciate about our relationship is your perspective, knowing the people. And that creates a connection point for me to feel it more deeply myself. A lot of people don't have that. They have a general appreciation, but when you're one handshake or one hug away from the people who knew those people, it hits differently. And we see this a lot, like especially around Memorial Day. We hear things where, what do you say to soldiers or Marines Memorial Day? Do you say happy Memorial Day? It's not a happy day, is a perspective I've heard from you. Can you elaborate? What would you want to hear instead?
You know, since we talked about doing this episode, I've put a lot of thought into that and trying to think what we would want to hear. And I think more of just enjoy your Memorial Day. It's not happy, but you should still enjoy it. You should still enjoy that freedom and that gift that you've been given to live in this country, to be free. And the people who made the sacrifice, we want you to remember them. We want you to think about them. We don't want it to have such a negative tone that it becomes a day of somber necessarily for you. It's a day to really take and reflect and be thankful for those freedoms that we have. So I think enjoy your Memorial Day is acceptable. You know, please remember the men and women who made this possible, to have this day off work, to have this barbecue, to open the lake for the season, and all of those things.
I always thought, like, I hope you have a meaningful Memorial Day.
I will tell you probably what bothers most veterans and service members more than happy Memorial Day is thanks for your service on Memorial Day. We have a day called Veterans Day in November that we're recognized for our service, and Memorial Day is not that day. You can throw in the thanks for your service on Independence Day, July 4th, obviously Veterans Day, but Memorial Day, I think it's probably a little more thoughtful to really focus on those who gave their life rather than the ones who are still here to hear that.
The top shops in the industry don't stop at one location. At the Institute, we work with shop owners who want to expand, whether it's opening a second shop, acquiring new businesses, or building systems for long-term growth. Some of our clients are aiming for hundreds of shops, and we're helping them get there. Ready to scale? To get started, visit weareTheInstitute.com/business-assessment. It's time for today's Suck Less Spotlight from AutoFlow. T, Today's spotlight is on advisor eye twitches. Listen, clients like to stay informed throughout the repair process, and studies indicate clients are most satisfied receiving text updates versus phone calls. But call you they will, interrupting everything from estimating to quality conversations and your game of solitaire. That is, unless you text them first using AutoFlow. With AutoFlow's automated text update, your phone only rings for the right reasons. That way, with less phone interruptions, your eye twitch will definitely suck less. For this and more things that could suck less, visit AutoFlow.com. Say goodbye to the chaos and hello to streamlined efficiency with AutoLeap, the number one all-in-one auto repair shop management software. No more headaches, no more wasted hours, just smooth operations and happy customers. But hey, don't take our word for it. Experience the magic for yourself. So what are you waiting for? Head over to AutoLeap.com and book a demo today. Let AutoLeap revolutionize the way you do business. Do it all with AutoLeap. AutoLeap, where efficiency meets excellence. AutoLeap is by your side every step of the way. Ready to boost your auto repair shop's success? ShopDog Marketing is here to help you. We put customers first using AI to create standout content that ranks. Harness the power of mobile first and voice search, and let our expert team help you sweeten your revenue with more car count. ShopDog Marketing offers a free guide on using AI to drive more repair orders. Get your guide today and watch your auto repair shop thrive. Visit ShopDogMarketing.com. Every professional auto repair shop needs a trusted communication partner. At Inbound, our established VOIP platform is backed by years of industry experience, guarantees reliable connections, and is combined with cutting-edge AI-powered analytics. We deliver actionable insights that support your business growth. With Inbound, you get more than just calls. You get a smarter, more efficient operation. Get Inbound on your team today and see how we can transform your business. Visit callinbound.com. As a baseline civilian, I appreciate hearing that sort of perspective. It can be awkward because we wouldn't want to offend or say the wrong thing sometimes. And I think for a lot of people, that keeps us from saying anything at all, which might be even worse.
I don't know that it's necessarily worse. I think a lot of us spend Memorial Day. I say a lot of us, the guys who have served and have the friends that they're thinking about. I think sometimes the not saying anything is okay too, because we're probably off in our own little world, in our own heads a little bit. We do it daily, but especially on that day, there's just a different tone to it. And we spend some extra time even with the memories of our brothers and sisters on those days.
That's beautiful. Brandon, what do your plans look like on a Memorial weekend?
My wife and I's anniversary is also dangerously close to where it sometimes falls. We were married on May 24th, so I can relate to you in that aspect. Usually, Memorial weekend is a time for my wife and I to celebrate our anniversary in some way, shape, or form. And sometimes that's we load up the camper and it's just the two of us and we get out and go just enjoy some quiet. And sometimes we're just sitting at home. I don't typically go out too much on those days. I tend to stay at home or in the camper where it's quiet.
What would you want to encourage for our listeners?
The biggest thing I want to encourage is just truly take a minute and take a moment of silence. Remember the men and women that have come before us, the ones who signed up and wrote the blank check for their life for this country and ended up cashing it in. You know, several people have volunteered and written that check, but never had to cash it in. But this is the day to remember those people who went to the banks that day.
I don't think we could summarize that any better. Thanks, Brandon.
Absolutely.
Now, I appreciate this conversation today. I appreciate the fact that our listeners here can hear from my friend, Brandon, on this topic. This is a podcast that focuses on auto repair industry and our communication and speaking skills. Sometimes it's nice to have that moment of silence as well. And I hope you guys all get to experience that. And I do want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank you for reaching out to us here on the show on topics that are meaningful to you, and invite you to do so by writing an email to speakup@craigoneal.net. And I want to thank our sponsors who make topics like this possible for us to bring to all of you. Please remember to listen to the other shows on the Aftermarket Radio Network, and please have a meaningful Memorial Day. Brandon, any final words?
Enjoy the gift you've been given.
We will. Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks, Craig.
You've been listening to Speak Up, Effective Communication with Craig O'Neill on the Aftermarket Radio Network. Follow Craig on your favorite podcast listening app and on his YouTube channel. Let him know what you'd like him to speak up about. Craig is all for advancing the automotive service aftermarket.